Hello, 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 Zen and Friends 1111. Today I come to talk to you about, these three topics that I have chosen for you today. I hope this podcast finds you all in good health and doing well amongst you, family, and friends. So the first topic I'm going to talk to you about today happens to be a freak accident that happened in Dallas, Texas. A 29-year-old woman was killed by one of their cranes. In her apartment. So, what I came to discuss about that is the freakness in the accident. You know, how this lady's life was lost due to actually a freak accident. I was just thinking about when I heard about this situation or read about it. The first thing that came to mind for me was the movie Final Destination. And I don't mean to make light of her death, but I'm just, I have a moral to this and a point to this discussion I'm making with you. I was just thinking, on a deeper level, like when she was seen that crane outside of her home every day for like, I don't know exactly how long, but just think that, when you coming in your home and you're just looking at it, like you look at to see what's going on and to see what they're doing, just curious and not knowing at this time when you first seen this crane, but this crane is going to be the reason why you don't exist. Or you won't be living here on this earth anymore. So I'm thinking, again, she comes home, she moves around in her home and she sees this crane. And this crane is still outside of her apartment. And again, she goes about her day. She comes home from work again and she sees this crane again outside of her apartment. And again, she looks to see what they're doing and how far they're going and how far they're coming along doing it. So again, she goes about her day. She comes home again. And at this time you wonder, do she be like, that's odd. It sure has taken them a long time. I wonder how, did her curiosity build about this crane? And if it didn't, it still is amazing to me that this crane took her is the reason why she doesn't exist today. But I'm just thinking like, I've listened and I've read many things. I've listened, I've heard stories, I've saw movies. And I'm just like, I did want to know, did she manifest it? Or did she not pay attention? Was it just there? She didn't pay no attention to it. Was that crane there because it was meant for her to go that way? You understand what I'm saying? That's the mystery of her going. And that's how deep I decided to look into it. Like, was it put there to take her out? Or was it put there actually just for the building? And did she get curious about it either one time? And did she think that, or have a thought that if something bad happens, or did she have a dream that something bad happened, or any kind of premonition about this crane? Was the crane somewhere in her thought of fear You know, sometimes, even though it's little to some, I want to know the depths of this incident, because sometimes life has deeper meaning than we see. So I just wanted to know if she had, what she was thinking when this crane was there. Because a lot of times those cranes are there, and a lot of times they use them to work on buildings and such. And a lot of times people don't get hurt, but we've had, two other incidents where the cranes have fell. See, this lady was 29 years old when she died, which is 2 + 9 = 11, right? So the significance of the number 11 is 2, foundation. You feel me? Like, was there any messages before this happened, besides the fact that she was the age of 29? That's how I'm looking at it. Like, I mean, I'll be looking at life now, like, that, I mean, I feel like life is so much more deeper than just the visual. Like, and it's anything or certain things that we do in this world. I feel like there's a deeper message, deeper meaning behind a lot of things that happens in a life. And when I seen this woman's, when I seen that crane fall into the building, I later thought, like, well, it didn't look damaging from the angle that that shown, but then I later find out that a woman had passed from the crane crashing into the building. And I just started to think about, was there, I just wanted to know, was there a message behind it? Did she know? Did she have worries? Did she have concern? And why, I'm grateful that it was a lot of people, but was that crane just for her? Just curious to the situation. So like, right now, as I'm talking about this, the time is 12:55. So if somebody was to look up the time meaning and the 12:55 is either going to answer my question for me, or is going to answer the question of the situation that happened to this young lady. So when you guys get a chance, look up the time, 12, the number meaning 12:55. Tell me what it means. If you could leave it in the comment, that'd be great. If not, just keep on looking up things like that, because you guys, we are going into an awakening, and it's time for everybody to start, looking at things like that. You see something on the news, look deeper into it, look more than just what's on the surface. See, is there an underlying message? If there's a message or morals of this story, and what message you can get from out of the, article or whatever. But I just chose to look deeper into this woman's situation because of how freak it was, And I've seen the movie on it, and to see art come into reality, I think maybe that's something to pay attention to. So that's what I did. I just thought I'd bring that up to you guys and let you know how I felt about that. And, I was really, it took me aback, I wanted to know, I looked into it. I looked even more into it due to the fact that she died on her 29th birthday. Y'all can look that up as well. But just to have something so freak like that happen, you should try to pay attention to just as much as detailed as you can. And that's what I did. I wanted to know a little bit more about the situation, being as though it was so out of the norm and odd. Okay, but that's the end of the first topic I have for you today. My second topic is going to be about Tess Thompson Talley, the young lady that likes to go and kill animals, to Majestic Animals for Sport. And she's from somewhere in Kentucky. First of all, I feel like that, you know, I don't think you should go killing animals for sport. I don't. I can understand if you have to feed or eat, yes. But for sport, just for fun, just for trophies, just for materialistic gain, I can guarantee you that is devilish. And that's not a sport. That's murder. You know, that's not a healthy hobby. And sometimes, you know, when I be looking at people and I look at some of these news articles and some of these news shows, I look at the people when they interviewing them too. And I try to see where they're coming from. So when I was listening to this lady who explained why she likes to kill these animals, and when I heard her say that killing a giraffe is delicious, the shed of blood is delicious, that is devilish. That's not no sport. You know what I'm saying? So what I'm saying is that how can you take something so beautiful and kill it and be excited and then say it was delicious? She was so gaga in her head that she didn't even realize the words that she was using. Excuse me, no shade to Miss Lady Gaga. I do love and appreciate her. But first of all, she goes to another land to kill animals that are roaming in their habitat. You go to another habitat to kill another animal, you know you already shouldn't be there. If you got to go out of your borders and out of your time zone and out of your timeline to go take a life of an animal, that's devilish. That's wicked. There's nothing sport about that. You had to travel thousands and thousands of miles just to go take a life of a beautiful animal. And then guess what you do? You strip the skin of his skin and you wear it. Come on, people. Let's not act like we don't understand there's something wrong with this picture. You shoot it. You strip it. Listen to the energy you got to use. The energy you have to use in order to do this, just to get this animal from point A to point Z, which is to your purse, to your pillows. So the energy you have to use a negative form of energy to get there. You're already in a negative state of mind because you have to go hunt the animal. You have to be quiet. You have to be sneaky. You have to concentrate. You have to focus to kill this animal. Then you kill it. Boom, successful. You celebrate. A negative energy. It's negative energy. And then you go strip the animal of its skin. And then you wear it to glorify the kill. How are we missing this? How are we allowing this in this country today? Because if somebody came and did that to us, we would have an issue. And a lot of people wouldn't allow it. You know why? Because they shoot your ass first. Excuse my language, but I'm just being real. You go in somebody's house talking about go to somebody's backyard or go to somebody's land and go on somebody's property and talk about you want to shoot them for sport or you just shooting people for sport. A smart person, you go to somebody's land, they're going to have something for you. They're going to shoot you back. They're going to shoot back at you. That's some smart people. You know, so them people who live in the woods, they know about this. You ain't coming up in the house and ain't up in their land and then you going to play with them that way. No, and humans don't allow it. But you go and sit there and take a defenseless animal. Animal just sitting up there chewing. And first of all, herbivores? They eat trees. They eat plants. And you killing them too. A zebra only chews on, excuse me, I'm passionate about this and I'm going to sound crazy. But a zebra eats trees and leaves. They get rid of the dead plants that fall on the ground. Or they help, and then their BM neutralizes or whatever fertilizes the ground. So the earth, so the grass keep growing. You killing beauty. Oh, she's not going to kill an ugly animal because she has to wear it. And I'm not saying animals are ugly, but she's caring beautiful animals so they could be look good on her and her furniture. How do America allow these things to happen? How do the human race allow you to take a life of an animal? Because it's a sport. Why is killing an animal a sport? Matter of fact, when they fishing sometimes for competition, they let the fish go. Why are you sitting, we okay in the fact that this lady's saying that I love to kill, it feels good, it feels delicious, it makes me feel powerful? No, no, boo. That's coward behavior. That's coward behavior. Put her in, this is how I know this is a sport. Put her in a pool full of crocodiles and let me see her bring one up out the water by herself. That's a sport. You know what I'm saying? Let her climb in the pool with a bunch of alligators and let me see her wrap and tie one up by herself and then bring it on land. Bring it tie his mouth up with the duct tape. You know what I'm saying? Let me see her go in their habitat defenseless. Let me see her go in their habitat with no gun. Then we call it a sport because everybody get a first shot. You know what I'm saying? Talk about it as a sport. It's a sport when everybody got the same utensils. It ain't a sport when one person ain't got the same equipment on. Because when you play football, the other people got football. When you play volleyball, they even got the same knee pads on. When you play tennis, somebody got the tennis shoes set and the rackets in their hand. You play a sport with somebody who ain't even ready and trying to play. They don't even know you coming. And you gonna call it a sport. If she don't stop with them lies, that ain't no daggone sport. That's murder. Daggone zebra sitting up there chewing on some leaves and some grass, looked up, pow, straight in the middle of the head. That means they don't even get to know who was invited to what. Because his life is dead, it's gone. They don't even have the time to recognize to run. You're catching him on a sneaky tip. So, no, there's not no daggone sport. As I said already more than once, it's a murder. You need to stop condoning this type of behavior because you don't want that to come back on us. You don't want somebody coming to our land talk about they want to get rid of us because we don't do what they do. We don't do it like they do. So they're in danger because there's too many of them. Somebody just come up in America, just post up on the street, just post up and put some military equipment, some hunting equipment, just post up in the street and just be talking about, we don't like it when they go into schools and do it. So why y'all going to the woods and the trees to do it? We up there crying for respect life when we sitting up there allowing this woman walk around and tell about it's delicious. No, it's delicious. Celery dipped in ranch. That's delicious. Chocolate cake cooked right with the chocolate frosting. That's delicious. Ooh. Biscuits, while they hot with butter on, honey butter on, that's delicious. Talk about killing a daggone giraffe. That big old goofy, pretty, beautiful animal. And the death of that daggone animal was not delicious. It was a daggone murder, sin, and devil-like. So, you know, I'm not here for you sitting up there. I know somebody was like, well, are you vegan? No, I'm not. Do you eat chicken? Yes, I do. Help me, forgive me. And it's something to look forward to and get to working on is becoming vegan and respecting all lives, all animals. You know? But I'm not out here claiming that killing an animal is sport, and I'm a conservationist. I'm saving the earth, the economy, or whatever you want to, you know, in population. That ain't, I'm not saying that. I'm not out here portraying something that is that it ain't. You know, so yeah, she should be the most disliked woman in the world because you dislike what the earth creates. You dislike beauty in earth, in life. I just don't understand how you can sit there and post up and hide. Concentrate. And watch a giraffe with his long, goofy self minding his business and just come pow. Any animal out there in Africa, in the woods, in any woods. I mean, some of them get mad, too, and come and attack, but when they in that habitat, leave them alone. You don't go to their house and go shoot them up. Now, when they come down here and roam in the neighborhood, you know, I understand that, because they in our habitat. But you don't go to their habitat. Talk about you got a right to take them out, and then got a right to take them out. Or take them out, call them delicious, and make them a purse. I just don't agree with that behavior. So that was my topic on that situation. I do not agree with taking lives of animals to beautify your home and to trophy ties for the kill. You don't glorify a killing. You just don't. So, with that being said, I'm on to my next topic. And my next topic is Alabama governor has signed a bill into law that requires someone convicted of a sex offense with a person under the age of 13 to be subjected to castration. I don't personally think that's going to solve the problem. I do believe that you have to go to the mind in order to cure the disease. So either you can find the part of the brain that is infected, or you can create a wonderful pill. Because cutting off a man's urge to want to is not, it's still, the body is still activated by the brain. No, he's not going to be able to penetrate. No, he's not going to be able to penetrate. But he will be able to place an object, body object, or do something that he wouldn't normally do. And two, would he go all out with the outcome this time? Would he prefer to hurt the person instead of, because I don't know, but I say if you don't castrate a person, they are not to come back outside. If you had to go to the means to castrate them, that means they shouldn't come back outside at all. I feel like a person who harms a child in that way in that age should not be allowed to be back out in the public. Why cut it off? He could keep it right there in, you know, prison where he's at, because I'm pretty sure in some cases, they let him know exactly what it feels like to do what he did. So, I can understand that on a grotesque manner. Like, yeah, you cut it off and then he gets in prison and he gets what he dished out. Well, he gonna feel like what he took. You know? So, but, you know, if you're sending him out in the public, no, just don't even bother with it. You know, but the dire of the situation, and if they not coming back out and y'all feel like y'all, and they had a lot of people suffering in their path, hey, why not? You know? They could be in there suffering double the dose. They probably won't even sit around and stare. They might not stay around long enough to even understand and comprehend the situation or the matter that they don't have their manhood anymore. So, I'd just be like, I guess they'll be peeing out. How do they go pee? So, does that mean they're going to remove the bladder too? Because I'm thinking they should remove. I'm thinking they should remove the bladder as well. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. How do you do that? How do you go to the bathroom if you cut the manhood off? Are they going to be on catheters for the rest of their life? I don't know. I don't think that really matters. I just think if somebody could harm a child in such a way, they shouldn't even be allowed back out in civilization, to be honest. I think they'd be better off where they're at. And cutting it off, well, you know, if the situations and the decisions they made were severe, yeah, too, why not? They don't need it if they're going to keep trying to harm others, and if they ask you to take it, well, shoot. I wouldn't question at all fuss with that. I would definitely tell them they have the surgery. But yeah, so I have a little 50-50 when it comes to an agreement with the castration. If the client or, you know, the guilty or whoever did it, I would say, and they agree to it, I would say do it. But if they coming back out in the public, I don't think you should let it. I don't even think the option for a pedophile to come back in public should happen. And then again, if you do want him to come out in the public, yeah, I think it should be an option. Either you wanted to cut off and go in public, or if you don't want an option, you know, and the option to come back in civilization is to cut it off. But that's the only option that they should have. If you get released, the only way you can go back in civilization is to cut it off. But I'm just saying, I just strongly agree that that shouldn't even be an option to come back in public. You know, because if you want to be a little technical, this might not sound bad. I feel like they don't deserve to come oh, I keep saying that, but I just feel like if you can check a child's innocence, that is a form to me in a spiritual way, a form of murder. That's killing that child's innocence. So that's a whole lot of counseling that the state gonna have to pay for, the parents gonna have to deal with, and if things ain't right, that's a trail of at least 18 years alone. If the person doesn't receive healing and the proper treatment to heal from what was done to them as a child, I think the person who harms children like that in that way should never come back outside because they killed the child's innocence. They took away their child's innocence. So just by that alone, I don't think that we should ever be hearing about that. We shouldn't even have to hear about an option of castration. So my answer is for Alabama is nay. N-yay. Nay if they stay and yay if they come back out. And let me go and reiterate back into some of the things I said. The woman in Dallas, Texas, yeah, I thought that was a very freak accident. And the story, where I read this story, retrieved this story, I was in was MSN.com. The hunter lady was that felt like killing animals for sports and was delicious. I retrieved that story off of CBSThisMorning.com or CBS.com. And the Alabama story I got from CNN.com. And going back to the story of the lady who, you know, felt like killing animals was, you know, a great thing to do. I just want to say that, listen, I don't understand. As me being a young child, or my I have some family that live in the country, and my aunt's husband, you know, used to try to explain to me these things, and it was a deer on a statue head, or well, I just found out it was an elk's head. I just don't understand why you wouldn't need something so beautiful like that to be on display. You know, I understand that they say they're trying to control the population. I understand that deer do run in front of cars random and mess your whole daggone car up. So I can understand the population control. That kind. But when you have to travel on a plane to a whole country just to go get you a new design for a purse, bag, or pillow, that ain't sport, blah, blah, blah. That ain't sport, everybody. That's damn near murder. So let's get these vocabulary words right. You know, don't be looking at that lady glorifying her out here murdering pretty, beautiful animals, roaming in their own habitat, minding their own daggone business, doing what they want to do. And we gonna say it's helping the ozone layer or the economy or the environment or no. No, she looked like she wasn't right in her eyes. You can see it. You can see the eyes is the way to it. So when you look at this lady in her eyes, look at her eyes. Be quiet. Look at her talk. Listen to her talk. Feel her talk and tell me, do she feel right in the head? She might have a beautiful IQ, but do she feel right what she just said? No, she didn't. She didn't even look right saying it. Watch her talk and tell you, did she give you a plausible, agreeable enough answer to why she do what she do? No, because spiritually, you know you don't. You know you're not supposed to be doing that. Her spirit gave you the description that she really felt. Pay attention to when y'all listen to people talk. Look at their eyes. Feel their soul. Look through their soul when they talking. It's a sport to her, but really it's murder. She not going to see it because she doing it for selfish reasons. She doing it to benefit her, not the world, not the animals, herself. So she not going to see what we see. And you guys can see that when she's saying it. But that's my opinion on that situation. And that's my final thought about that, right? And my final thought is the nay on the castration. If they stay, you don't need to. But if you let them out, cut it off if they stay. But for real, just keep them in there. They don't have no right to be out here with the rest of the people. Because they take stuff. They take people's innocence. Why you putting people out there to steal people's innocence? Take people's innocence away. I want back out on the street. Leave them where they belong. In a little bitty place called jail, but it seems to be a little piece of hell for him. You feel what I'm saying? Let them stay in there. And and going back one more time to the crane incident. Always be grateful. Be grateful. Be grateful for every walk you take in life. Be grateful for just waking up this morning. Be grateful that you get to sit in your room. Grateful that you get to go home in your bed. Grateful that you get to go see your family. You'll be grateful because you never know how you're going to go. You know, so the sign of our quotes that I'm about to hit you with today is follow your dreams, believe in yourself, and don't give up. The offer for that was unknown, and the biggest adventure you can take is to live the life of your dreams, and that's by Miss Oprah Winfrey herself. As another thing I put on here is I will be reading a tarot card for the day, and the tarot card of the day was the Four of Wands. Four of Wands is to be passionate in everything that you do, be passionate for your loved ones, be passionate for your dreams, be passionate for your goals, and celebrate all your victories in love, confidence, and happiness. And to treat those ones you love and the ones around you the way you want to be treated. So just have passion for life, for you, for your environment, and nature, Mother Nature. And with that being said, I'm out of here.